In agricultural news, the head of the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency says a finding that greenhouse gases such as carbon dioxide are a public health danger won't necessarily lead to government regulation of emissions, an about-face for the Obama administration. The new position follows revelation of a White House document that warns the EPA of the wide-ranging and potentially economically harmful consequences of an agency finding last month that proposes declaring greenhouse gases are a danger to the public. An EPA spokesperson was not immediately able to explain the change of policy position. A Federal Reserve economist says a farm economic rebound depends on renewed strength in domestic and export food and fuel consumption in 2010. Jason Henderson, vice president and Omaha branch executive, said in an analysis from the Kansas City Federal Reserve that moderate stabilization in the overall economy could materialize in the second half of 2009. Domestically stronger U.S. incomes would help increase restaurant sales and meat consumption and would support U.S. fuel consumption and ethanol demand, which would push corn values higher. Monsanto Company today says that it expects its U.S. gross profit from sales of seeds and traits to double by 2012 from the 2008 level, while its international businesses should grow by 85%. The world's biggest seed company said it will launch a high-impact technology product every 1 to 2 years, with a goal that each project will deliver more than $300 million in gross revenue opportunities by 2020 in the country where it is launched. Monsanto has increasingly been focusing its long-term growth efforts on developing innovative seeds as its revenues from chemical herbicides peak. Financially troubled California-based ethanol producer Pacific Ethanol announced yesterday that it may be headed for bankruptcy. As a result, Pacific Ethanol says it will delay the filing of its latest quarterly report due on May 18th, according to the SEC filing deadline. Meanwhile, Renewable Energy Group announced plans to consolidate with 3 biodiesel companies in Iowa and Illinois. Those plants include Black Hawk Biofuels LLC, a 45-million-gallon plant in Danville, Illinois. Ownership of the operations of all 4 companies will be consolidated in a new holding company to be named Renewable Energy Group Incorporated. And that's a look at today's agricultural news.